afternoon, Packers fans. Let's have some extra cheese, shall we, on this fine Monday afternoon. Day 5 of Packers training camp is in the books. Ray Nitschke Field, the action on it has come and gone. Talk to folks in the locker room. Now it's time to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. But first, of course, you guys know the drill. Got to give a shout-out to our friends over at Ticket King. They've been in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They're open on game day for last-minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window, folks, so do it! Go to Ticket King. You can utilize the Cheesehead TV app if you're mobile. Go to the schedule. You can find a link to each individual game therein. While you're getting ready for the season, you know you need to pick up your own official 2022 yearbook of the Green Bay Packers at PackersYearbook.com. Use promo code CHTV. That's promo code CHTV for 10% off at PackersYearbook.com. Do it. You know you want to. You want to carry the G with the yearbook. You want to carry the G by going in person to a game via tickets you pick up from Ticket King. Do it, people. That's what I'm talking about. Hello to everybody in the comments. So good to see everyone. Well, who is this? We have people on Twitch checking out the stream today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a nascent Twitch user. Thank you all for holding my hand as we rumble to life on that platform. Greatly appreciate you checking out the stream. What else we got here, folks? What's going on? Jiggins is very excited to have made a live stream. What's going on? Happy to have you on board. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Nags. Any surprises today? Steven, nothing that really jumps out big time. I think the kind of most noteworthy development was Zach Tom taking snaps with the ones at right tackle and then staying on the field as left tackle with the twos. So clearly getting that work in. And as the offensive line goes, kind of day by day here with different combinations, guys in different spots, trying to look at things. Hanson was back out there at right guard. I just spoke with Andy Herman of the Pack-A-Day podcast for a very brand new Let's Talk Football. It's up here now on the YouTube channel. Check that out when we're done here. Andy had some good things to say about that. Very astute observations. They're working guys around. But as far as big surprises, nothing major today. It was a solid practice. I think the defense won this day, as they have, I would say, many of the days so far in camp. But the offense moved the ball at times. But overall, nothing too surprising. Zach Tom Bombadil. That's what I'm talking about. Zach Tom Bombadil. Let's do it, people. Brandon Miller, thank you for the super chat. What are the pros and cons of a 3-4 outside linebacker standing up, AVA, a 4-3 defensive end in 3-point? Also, with no official word, any rumblings on a Watson timeline? There are zero rumblings on a Watson timeline. And I think that's how the Packers want it. Yeah, I haven't heard a single thing about even a potential target window for when he might be on the field. So one day we will arrive and he will be probably working with the rehab group, and then we'll probably be that much closer, and then he'll work into individual stuff, and then he'll get into team stuff, and we'll be on our way. When that might happen, no idea. As for pros and cons, 3-4 outside backer standing up in a 4-3 defensive end and a 3-point. A lot of that is schematic, because in the traditional 3-4, and this is 1,000,000,000% the most basic kind of version of this, in a 4-3, traditionally you want your ends just rushing up the field. It's very rare that they are going to be dropping into coverage, whereas in the 3-4, you want the illusion of are they coming or are they going. They almost always stand up, because a big part of the evolution of the 3-4, part of that was the zone blitz defense that was developed by Dom Capers and company back in the early 90s. And a big reason they enjoyed having their outside backers stand up is kind of keep the quarterback guessing. Are they coming or are they going? Now, again, that is insanely simplified, but that is kind of one of the major differences there between the two. Now, you've seen a real blurring of those lines in modern football, right? Especially when you look at guys coming out of college and the way they are. It's not always seamless, but there have been, I think, more success stories lately of kind of transitioning out of a 4-3 into a 3-4 guy and vice versa. But it's not always the case, obviously. Traditionally, that is kind of one of the major differences between the two. What else we got, folks? What else we got? Oh, look at all these fine folks. We got Jesse with a super chat. What's up, Jesse? Thanks so much. Goatman Nags, you crazy. Were them pads clashing today? Let's go. I don't know about clashing. There was some thudding. I would categorize it as thudding. I wouldn't say clashing. We didn't get any big time hits. Let's hope we get a little bit more of that tomorrow when they're in full pads, because today they were just shoulder pads. Tomorrow, the pads full come on, and then Wednesday is just a walkthrough. So we got to ease off on that third day per Matt LaFleur. And what's up, Sarah? Thanks for joining in. Hope you're doing well. Cheesehead TV, tear down those walls. I love it. Tracy, how you doing? Good to see you. Breeze, that's pretty good. A 3-4 defense is essentially a 4-3 under defense. Yeah, talk to Tom Landry about that. Good stuff. Daniel, why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta be like that? Why you gotta come up in here on a beautiful day in Green Bay? Gorgeous day 5 of training camp. You got to make a Watkins injury joke. Why you got to do it, man? Don't be that guy. You know what? Everywhere you go on the internet, you'll find caustic assholes. Don't be one of those guys, man. Just be positive. Be like, root for your team. Root for Watkins to kill it, to have 1,000 yards, 100 catches. Let's go, Sammy Watkins. Get behind your team, man. If you can't be an athlete, at least be an athletic supporter. Anybody? Anybody know that movie? Am I dating myself? Maybe a little bit. Drunken. What's up? Is it time to buy the Dobbs jersey or should I calm down? Calm down? Now is not the time to calm down, baby. Now is the time to buy 12 Dobbs jerseys. What are you talking about? All right, maybe you need to calm down a little bit. He probably had his least dynamic day of camp today. The day the shoulder pads came on. Interesting. Also had his first drop in team stuff today. Although I will say Rodgers threw it a little high. But something to monitor. I'm just saying, the pads come on. You gotta keep producing. Although I will say everybody, I don't think there was anybody out there like really wowed anybody today at wide receiver. Defensive backs were all over everybody today. So I don't think it was just a Dobbs thing. That's great. Sammy Watkins going to catch 1,000 balls and with 100 yards and 1,000 touchdowns. There you go. How's 8 doing? 8 is kind of lost in the wash with the 2s, to be honest. Not getting a lot of run with the 1s. That's been all Randall Cobb. And when he's with the 2s, he hasn't gotten a lot of looks. We'll see if he gets mixed in with the 1s a little bit more here as camp goes along. Well, what's up, Football and Crab Cakes? My good buddy from many platforms. AJD loved his time with the 1s. Will he run with them tomorrow? I think so. I would suspect so. He had a phenomenal catch today down the seam, the left seam. Looked like Paul Kaufman down the middle of the field there. But, I would suspect you'd see a lot more of him. Have I hit the pro shop yet? Maybe too many times? Man, I'm telling you, the London gear is so good. Oh, man. Credit card is burning up. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Finally caught one of these live. If you were scheming against the Packers D with the Packers offense, how are you attacking? Lots of bunch sets, lots of attempted rub routes, make them work kind of like on, you know, in basketball with defense, passing guys off. Something the Packers do a pretty good job of, but that's how, especially with the crew you have to work with at wide receiver. Not to malign anybody, not taking anything away from their talent, but I would certainly be scheming them up. And I'd also run the hell out of the ball until they proved they could stop it. That'd be me. That's how I'd go about it. But everybody knows it's really good that I'm not coaching. But I thought A.J. Dillon couldn't catch. Yes, I was told that by several astute members of the NFL Draft Industrial Complex, led by those esteemed scholars at Pro Football Focus. Funny how that works, huh? I thought I remember last year Mike Smith wanted Tippett to gain some weight / muscle. Did he? Muscle, yes. It doesn't look like he's gained a lot of mass. But I tell you, he is playing pretty damn well here early on in camp. He had a really nice practice today. He and Ladarius Hamilton both have been getting some run with the first team. Spelling, Rashawn, and Preston, and they look the part. I'm telling you, they combined for what would have been a sack today against the first team. And I think overall, Tipa's had a nice camp so far. Again, still early, but I don't think he's put on a ton of weight. Slash, you know, he hasn't bulked up, but the muscle seems a little more refined, definitely. Top play of the day. Well, I would probably give it to Adrian Amos, even though he did drop the intercept, what would have been an interception. But he made a phenomenal break on the ball in red. Well, it was at the end of the two-minute session. Rodgers was trying to get the offense into the end zone. Had, you know, four or three cracks of it from the 10. Couldn't do it. Ended up kicking the field goal. But he and Savage both had really nice pass breakups. But Amos did a phenomenal job breaking on the ball, kind of reading what was going on and being there. Should have caught it. You know, it's a drop to INT, but that's probably the play of the day. And there was a couple other standouts, but that was the one that really jumped out at me. Soder, what's up, man? Speaking of the draft industrial complex, Tom making Joseph look smarter every day. I know, right? I love that for him, especially because I'm going to go find whoever it was on the live draft stream who was giving us crap for having Joseph on, so I can stick it in their face. I'm kidding. I would never do that. I'm not that petty. I expect Matt LaFleur to roll out a TV like a substitute teacher tomorrow to prove that Shamar Jean Charles bobbled the INT on Saturday. Yeah, I still don't believe it. I know that was the call by the refs, but the refs get it wrong all the time. Come on, the real refs. And these are like 100-year-old like refs who do local games. Come on now. Come on. I think he had an interception. It was a great play regardless. He did a phenomenal job getting on top of Randall Cobb. I mean, he basically ran the route for Cobb and made that play. I hate that they took it away from him. Okay, Pack Nation, relax. Nags, 96 defense or 22 defense? Slow your roll. I don't see no Leroy Butler out there. I certainly don't see no Reggie White out there. I see some really good players, but let's relax. Let's hold up. Let's just slide back. I know I said to be positive and support your team, and I get all that. I'm with you. I'm here for it. But let's slow down. Just slow. Just a little bit. In my opinion, do I think Stokes could be a top five corner? Top five what? I love all these discussions. Top five talk radio thing, or actually ESPN type thing. But I will say yes. I will say he has absolutely got the upside, the athletic ability, put it all together. 100% could be a top five corner. And then you've got him and Jair together, which is pretty fucking dope. Still work to be done. No doubt about it. But yes, he has the ability and the potential to be so, no doubt. Our Brewers are going to be without Josh Hader. I don't know what I'm going to say, Randy. I don't want to linger too much on it, but it's a bummer, man. It's a real bummer. That legit broke. That news broke as I was walking off the practice field. That was a bit of a gut punch. But I will say I'm excited for Devin Williams to hopefully have a bit of an expanded role in the relief rotation, so to speak. Love that guy. Any Madden content coming this year? Drunken, yes, 100%. I talked about that a couple days ago. When I get back to New York City, I'm going to hopefully get some Madden, regular Madden games up on the channel. Thanks for being patient. Definitely going to happen, though, without fail. That was the whole reason I wanted to be on Twitch, that and a little bit more interaction on another platform. We'll certainly be doing, and I don't think just Madden. We'll probably maybe be doing some other games as well, just because why not, right? But yes, definite Madden content coming your way when I get back to New York City in the middle of August. Deshaun, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Elton at left guard next to 69 or Elton at right tackle? Love both. I tell you what, I think there's a good chance they keep him at left guard next to Bakhtiari if Yash and or Tom show out here, you know, while he's rehabbing. Because look, you want your best five on the field, right? And I'm pretty sure that if one of these guys shows out at right tackle, gives you a pretty damn good indication that you can have a really dominant left side of the line while having also a pretty damn good right side. Now, I think part of it's going to be their, you know, evaluation of what's going on along the interior with some of the other guys, but I suspect there's a chance Tom makes a run at this job as a starter at right tackle day one. That's a possibility, but we will see. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Aunt Gert equals GOAT. Sorry, Big B. I mean, I don't think even Big B would argue with that. I mean, when he says Jamal Williams is the GOAT, he is talking about in the realm of NFL football. When you're talking about the realm of the universe as we know it, clearly Aunt Gert is the GOAT, no doubt. Crab Cakes, what's up, man? Think Barnes should keep his job for a while. You? I think he will and should as far as being a rotational piece, but I don't think he's going to be a starter. That ain't happening. This is Quay Walker's job, and it's noticeable. I just talked with Andy. If we get a chance when I'm done, watch the chat I had with Andy. It's noticeable how insanely fast the defense is when he's on the field. Just the sideline-to-sideline ability. I think there still will be moments and packages and times when Barnes is called for, but it's Quay Walker's gig. That has been very apparent from day one, no question. Saw Amos had to do 20 push-ups because he dropped a possible INT. Maybe you and Corey implement similar punishment during GameCast if you are wrong on a challenge. Yeah, no chance. If you remember, I mean, I'm dating myself here, and I know you're all kids, and you probably haven't seen it, but you remember that scene at the start of Stripes when Harold Ramis and Bill Murray are sitting in the apartment or the house, and the ad for the Army comes on, and Bill Murray talks about, you know, possibly joining the Army, and Harold Ramis makes fun of him and says, I bet you couldn't do 10 push-ups, and Bill Murray takes the bet and can barely do one. That'd be me. That would be me. No chance. That will be absolutely no chance. Spencer, thanks for the super chat. Media rules more relaxed again? Pick up your camera. Okay, I want to address this. Spencer, I'm glad you asked this question because Matt got up in front of the entire assembled media this morning and chastised us. Nay, may say lambasted us for having our equipment, quote, our equipment, on the grass by the end zone in red zone work. And I will only posit this and I will only say this, Mr. LaFleur, coach. I'm pretty sure that's Packers Digital that had their camera equipment on the field. No media member would dare sully the holy grass that is Radnitschke Field simply because we know it's against the rules. We are not allowed anywhere near the grass. We certainly wouldn't put our equipment on it. While Packers Digital is given free rein to walk up and down the sideline and put their cameras down to get those low angle shots for social. I posit that was Packers Digital that had their equipment on the grass, Coach LaFleur. No Packers beat member would dare. That's all I'm saying. Has the absence of Burks been noticed thus far? No. Better in front of the camera, Ted Thompson or Mark Murphy? Oh, that's Ted Thompson. 10 times out of 10. And, you know, shout out to Mark. I mean, he can be awkward and weird and funny and it's fine. But Ted had the driest, greatest sense of humor of all time. Love Ted. Ted was the GOAT. LaFleur isn't coming back to Corey's house again. Way to go, Nags. I know for a fact that that's not true. Good times. Most improved Packer. Vardon, very early. Very early. But at this moment, I'll give John Charles a nod. He looks really good. He just couldn't get on the field last year, but so far, looking sticky in coverage. Looking really good. I like what I've seen. They would never let Schneidman on the grass with those Crocs. Good point. Fair point. Spencer, again, what's up? Thanks, man. Wes has always been quite the rebel. It's not Wes. Well, maybe a little bit of Wes. But no, Wes would never. Wes wouldn't dream of it. But he also doesn't have to take video for work. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Nagler claiming not to have gone near the grass. Pretty suspect. I mean, I'm standing near the grass, but I would never go on it. This is true. Very, very first day on the beat at Packers training camp in 2016. I was standing right next to the grass, but not on it. And Alonzo Highsmith came up to me and said, "You take one more step, I'm going to have to kill you." That's a true story. Shout out to Alonzo for the new gig down there in Miami. I love that man. Dylan, what's going on? Thanks for the super chat. Will you be in town for the Jets game by chance? No, sir. I will be recovering from the London game during the Jets game. We will be having a live watch party, so you can watch me as I recover. That'll be fun. But I will not be in town for that game. Does Dobbs show any excitement at all? Yeah, when he made the big touchdown catch over Stokes the other day, he definitely was excited. No doubt about it. But yeah, he's a pretty even keel guy. I wouldn't say laid back. I've heard that a couple times. I wouldn't say that. I think he's very direct, but understated. I mean, that's a good way to put it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, sometimes twice a day, right here at Cheesehead TV. That's what we do. We try to connect you guys to this team that we all love so much. Please, please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Go Pack, go.